Well, from Lance to LeBron, and a story about hanging on and then closing the gap in the NBA. Last night, led by their star LeBron James, the Miami Heat melted a double-digit deficit in less than 3 minutes. They defeated the Chicago Bulls to advance to the finals of the National Basketball Association. Miami will meet the Dallas Mavericks starting next Tuesday. And joining us now to talk about all this is sports writer Stefan Fatsis. Hello, Stefan.
Hey, Michelle.
Now, before we get to the finals and the bigger picture, tell us about that amazing finish last night.
The Bulls were up by 12 points, 77 to 65, with 3 minutes and 14 seconds to go. And honestly, that's when I dozed off, Michelle.
Oh, well, I stayed up, so.
But then I came to and I looked at the screen and it said Heat 81, Bulls 80. And I swear I thought I was dreaming. So I rewound it and watched it again. And lo and behold, LeBron James and Dwayne Wade scored 16 points while the Bulls and their 22-year-old point guard Derrick Rose, just as you said, melted down. They missed shots, committed fouls, committed turnovers, and the result was one of the most stunning comebacks in NBA playoff history. There's a website called AccuScore that does computer simulations for sports, and it reported that down by 12 with 3:14 to play, the Heat had a 1% chance of winning the game.
Well, let's cycle back or rewind, if we can, to that fateful decision last summer when LeBron James decided to join Wade and another star free agent, Chris Bosh, in Miami for this superstar team, and it's looking like the right decision. All that smack they talked back then sounds like they weren't just strutting.
Look, this has been, the whole season has been defined by that decision. These guys have walked around talking about it. Every time the Heat would lose a few games in a row, people would make fun of LeBron and Wade and Bosh. When they started to win, people would say that, hey, it looks like it's inevitable, they're that good. But I think the big issue here is that James really changed a lot of people from fans to haters, and it looked to me like he was playing this series against the Bulls with that in mind. There was a lot of self-conscious swagger, a lot of tongue wagging, but you can't knock, I think, no matter what you think of LeBron James, that he was utterly in command here, the best player on the court, and he did it in crunch time, which has always been a knock on James.
Yeah, it's hard to complain about all that wretched excess now when you see that kind of play on the courts. Of course, the Heat haven't won the championship just yet. They still have to get past the Dallas Mavericks, you know, before they can say that this is an inevitable win. The Mavericks staged a pretty impressive comeback of their own the other night in their conference championship series against a very young team, the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Yeah, the Mavs were down 15 points with a little less than 5 minutes to go in that game, and that was the backbreaker for the Thunder. We should say that with those two young stars there in Oklahoma City, Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, like the Bulls, who are also pretty young, these two teams might have been just a year or two early to go all the way. On the Dallas side, the story has been the German-born Dirk Nowitzki. He's averaged 28.4 points per game in the playoffs, making more than half of his shots. In one game against the Thunder, he was 24 for 24 from the free throw line. And this is a guy that plays much smaller than his 7-foot body. He's also a terrific passer and outside shooter. He's going to be a problem for Miami, which really doesn't have a defensive answer.
There's a lot of history between these two teams. They met once before in NBA Finals back in 2006. That was won by Miami. The Heat took it out.
And it was Dallas's only trip to the finals. And I think because of that, you forget how good this franchise has been. They've won 50 games in 11 straight seasons. Only one other team in NBA history has done that. And that success has come under the owner, Mark Cuban. Outspoken guy. He's been fined $1.7 million by the NBA during his career. And there is some bad blood with the Heat. He went on the court and screamed at an official during that 2006 finals. He's taken a pot shot at Dwayne Wade's leadership abilities. Mark Cuban's been pretty quiet so far in these playoffs. We'll see if that changes in the finals.
Yeah, pretty quiet, but you see him out there right in the stands. He doesn't exactly stay in the owner's box.
No, he's been ducking the interviews, but he is out there in the stands because that's who Mark Cuban is. This guy loves being a professional sports franchise owner, and that's made it fun for fans in Dallas.
Thanks, Stefan. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Michelle.
That's sports writer Stefan Fatsis. He joins us most Fridays to talk about sports and the business of sports. You can hear more of him on Slate.com sports podcast. Hang up and listen. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.